This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there that are doing this stuff. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, want to give a quick shout-out to KXBR 91.9 FM in International Falls, Minnesota. Thank you for your trust. You are now aboard, as we are now aboard your little ship over there. We appreciate it again. WKXBR 91.9 FM in International Falls, Minnesota. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you know the routine, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another as well. If you'd like to go ahead and check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean. Again, double E, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, well, in three quarters, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to give a shout out to the listeners and say thank you very much for making us the number one show on Saturdays only. You can do that, and you are doing that. Go ahead and check it out on Genesis Communication Networks. You're engaging us as number one all morning, all weekend, every morning, and we just totally appreciate your trust, and really that's what it comes down to. We're winning your trust, and we appreciate that very much. I hope that I fail you not. Got much to talk about. Got some audio to play for you in just a couple of minutes. Before I get over to that, I want to start highlighting some of the stuff because there's a frontal assault going on by this criminal administration that you have been warned about for 6 years. And I'm talking about the homosexuals agenda, the radical sodomites, and what they're doing today, how they're being appointed to military, how they're being appointed to every position to control your lives, like it or not, along with corporations. You want to talk about fascism, friends? You want to talk about communism? You want to talk about a mixture of all these devils together? You have it today in America. Only in America will 318 million people stand down when they should be standing up and actually indicting and not only indicting, but incriminating every single one of these that are a part of this administration that are assaulting you on a daily basis, friends. It's over the top. I'll get to that in just a moment. One of the first things I want to tell you is what Frederick Douglass rightly said. Frederick Douglass, the black abolitionist, he said, "Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them." Again, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. This is over 100 and some years ago, friends. And it's interesting to see these baser sort that the American people are allowing to represent them. Oh, here, let me give you an example. Do you remember when Nancy Pelosi started talking about the word? Do you remember when Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, started speaking about the word?
What is your favorite this? What is your favorite that? What is your favorite that? And at one time, what is your favorite word? And I said, my favorite word, that is really easy. My favorite word is the word. Is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us. And you know the biblical reference, you know the gospel reference of the word. And that word is, we have to give voice to what that means in terms of public policy that would be in keeping with the values of the word.
Now, folks, is this the sickest thing that you can possibly think of when it comes to one of your representatives? And she's been there for a long time. I kid you negative. I'm not being sarcastic. I am telling you, friends, when you're watching videos of these people, they're not home. I'm telling you, they're on meds. They're being controlled from the top to the bottom. This woman has no constitutional understanding. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's a witch, literally, friends. She has no business being in American government, but there she sits, and everybody complains about her. Now, to prove my point about her constitutional eligibility, friends, and her lack of her constitutional illiteracy, why don't you go ahead and listen to this? When they were talking about more gun control, which there is no debate, America, I want you to listen to her response. Go ahead and play that, Sam.
But I think that you took one piece of it. We're talking about no further sales of assault weapons. What is the justification for an assault weapon? No further sales of those. No further sales of the increased capacity, 30 in a gun. We're talking about background checks, which is very popular even among gun owners and hunters. We avow the First Amendment. We stand with that and say that people have a right to have a gun to protect themselves in their homes, in their jobs, wherever, and that they... in their workplace, and that they for recreation, for hunting, and the rest. So we're not questioning.
These are the people trying to disarm you, America. See, now I want you to remember, friends. She said she avowed the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Friends, what is she talking about? They're talking of the issue that because the criminals that you call representatives in this country, in many cases, friends, are trying to disarm you as they arm themselves against you, all the way from the top to the very bottom. And when then talking about the right to bear arms, she makes reference to the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. She meant to say the Second Amendment, but she didn't because she's constitutionally illiterate. She's stupid. She's naive, friends. She's ignorant. And friends, just think about this. This was the Speaker of the House that you allowed to go ahead and run the show on her side of the aisle because you fell for the fact that there's two different sides of the aisle, in some cases even three and four. We have one constitution, not two, not three, not four, and we have a constitutional republic. We don't have a democracy. In saying that, friends, again, here's Nancy Pelosi making reference to the First Amendment when they were talking about the Second Amendment. And these are the sort of people, the baser sort, that you're allowing to represent you on a daily basis. We're going to come back. We got some more audio for you from Nancy Pelosi. You know what she said this time, friends? Just like Roosevelt, President Roosevelt said back in the 30s, he said, presidents, they're not elected. He said, they're elected. And he said, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first plan. Pelosi said, I guarantee you, Trump will not be president.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Frederick Douglass, again, friends. He said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Right before the break, I said that Franklin D. Roosevelt said back in the 30s, friends. He said, presidents are not elected. He said that they are selected. He also said that there's nothing in politics that doesn't first... He said this, friends. Listen. There's nothing in politics that happens. There's nothing in politics that first happens by chance. He said it's been planned out first. That's what Roosevelt said back in the 30s, friends. There's nothing in politics that just happens. It's planned out before it happens. Now we have Nancy Pelosi, who I was just highlighting during the first segment, say, I guarantee you Trump will not be the president of the United States. America, what is it that she knows? And look who she's high-fiving. Again, let's go back just for a moment to Hillary Clinton. Why is it the state-controlled narratives? Why is it set that Donald Trump is there to defeat Hillary Clinton? For the 15,000th time, just like I warned you 6 years ago concerning the radical sodomites and the homosexual agenda, which I'm going to get to in a moment, friends, I'm telling you the same thing about Barack Hussein Obama, whose 70% of his Twitter account is completely contrived. He does not have the support that him and Hillary Clinton are both playing off the same Saul Alinsky tactic. Cause the enemy to believe that there's more of us than there really is. Hillary Clinton does not have the support of the American people. But if you believe she does, well, then they can go ahead and put her up and legitimize her criminal administration. And keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama's administration is the Clintons' tried and true in their crimes against you, America. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that not only did Nancy Pelosi say, I guarantee you Trump will not be president, but they're putting Hillary Clinton in the White House. I want you to listen carefully. Listen to this. This is crazy.
He has half of 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 20% of the
country. Well, that's what everyone hopes, correct? But he's sort of beaten the odds in terms of a lot of
people. Well, yes, but you know what? He's not going to be president. He is not, Donald Trump is not going to be president.
Donald Trump, she said.
To the bank,
okay.
I guarantee.
All right.
But he can, and hopefully, and I'm certain it will happen when we have our nominee,
mm-hmm.
whoever she may be.
Right.
She will.
Whoever she may be.
Debate to a higher plane.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, you would never stoop to his level because mm-hmm. that's not who we are. But let me make this point about Donald Trump because I think it's important.
Okay, that's good. Folks, do you understand now what it means to lead by opposition? Everybody in this country knows that the Clintons should be in prison at least, yet they're trying to legitimize her as the president of the United States of America. You can mark my words, and I've said it before, and I'm saying it again. Unless you act America, she will be the next president of the United States of America. Let me go back to what I just said a couple moments ago. She does not have the support. Everything that she is premised on, from her talking points to her legitimacy in government, friends, is all premised on a lie. Just like any other dictator that gets away with whatever the people submit themselves to let them get away. Now, let me go back to this again. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. America, how long are you going to play the stooge as to what's going on by these ill-designing men? And they're dupes, might I add, friends. But it's happening, and why is it happening? Well, that's all I have to do is go over to Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But the people said, we will not walk therein. And the Lord said back in verse 17, also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Verse 18, therefore hear, O nations, and know, O congregation, which is among them. He said, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. And this coming from the mouth of the prophet Jeremiah. We will not walk therein. No, we would have it so. Now, going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we see now, friends, that retired general is fired for disagreeing with Barack Hussein Obama over his transgender policies. So now what you're allowing him to do, America, is you're allowing him to rule the roost through crime, and you know it. He's getting rid of the good guys, and he's stacking not only your military, but other 225 other governmental positions in your country, appointing those that hate your guts to a T to rule over you. That's what's happening. Retired general fired for disagreeing with Obama over the transgender policy. Brand new. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Man, this is like some crazy stuff going on. Barack Hussein Obama accelerates his emasculation jihad on the U.S. military, stacking them with homosexuals. But, folks, you believe that they were the victims. Isn't this crazy? But it's happening today in America. But again, America, you were warned for 6 years as to what's going on. I'm talking about brand new news today, friends. Brand new news today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do you remember the famous saying by an individual that was the Time poster boy for illegal immigration? He said, we are Americans, just not legally. Do you remember that, friends? Do you know that he is now found out to be and exposed as a pedophile? Man, there's a whole lot of this going on. What is going on? This seems to be aimed at the children. Whoa, isn't that, Bradley, what you have been telling the people in this country for 6 years? Anytime you would like to call in and apologize, my lines are wide open. 1-866-582-9933. Do you know how much I was beat up by not only the radical sodomites and the state-controlled media, friends, for what I warned you that would come, and now you're in it today, neck deep? You know how much I took from conservatives and professed Christians that really believed that these people were the victims? Now, guess what, America? You're finding out who the victims are becoming, aren't you? Yeah, your children, just like I told you. And I'm not going to go through that whole thing today, but friends, here we are today. 1-866-582-9933. Now, when we're talking about the time poster boy for illegal immigration exposed as a pedophile, you need to keep in mind that we're talking about Roy Nahum, 32, who was featured in the 2012 story titled, "We Are Americans, Just Not Legally." Isn't that cute? Isn't that funny? We're criminals, and we're calling ourselves Americans. He was also convicted in 2014 for attempted exploitation. Federal agents found porn that depicted boys as young as 9 years old performing sexual acts on Nahum's computer. He admitted to viewing and downloading the porn for multiple years. Now, wait a second. I have a question for the federal government. Why was pornography ever legalized in the first place? Because it's illegal in this country. Just like the distribution of alcohol and the distribution of drugs and so many other things that are illegal. But for some reason or another, the government comes in, corruption, and they sanction that which is contrary and stands antithetical to God's moral law. And the American people settle for it. They say, okay, you go ahead and do what you want to do. And then when you begin to see the consequence of allowing what God condemns, then you throw your hands up in the air and say, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about it. And what you did is you just gave more power to tyranny. And that's what's happening in this country. But to those federal government agents, I'm just kind of curious, after the first time he pulled up an image of child porn, I want to know, I need to understand this. Why is it that you didn't arrest him after the first shot? Yesterday on the radio, friends, I was talking about how the fact I used to tour across the country in a rock and roll band. And until I got saved, I didn't even know what a pedophile was. Until I got saved, I never even heard the word pedophile. You don't know why? Because it was not accepted. And guess what? Today in America, friends, only in America, friends, the pedophiles now are, they're decrying that they're victims and they need to have relations with children. Yeah, that's what's going on today. And guess who's appealing to that? That criminal in the White House who is giving a green light to sexual predators to prey on your children, friends. Until you begin to call it for what it is, nothing's going to change in your country. Now, how far out there is that? Is that just really weird? No! SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Baka Bazi, the horrific practice of selling boys to Islamic men for sex. A new documentary coming out. Wait a second. So what they're trying to do in America through Barack Hussein Obama is normalize what happens in Muslim nations. Yeah. See, that's why he's infiltrating America, folks, with the illegals, namely Muslims. And the transgenders, and by the way, let me just roll back for a minute. How many times did I tell you who was on the heels of the radical sodomites in this country? Was it the Muslims? Why, yes, it was. Is that what's happening today? That's what's happening today. Once again, friends, if you'd like to call in and apologize at any time, please do. Because I'm waiting for the phone call. You want to talk about the prophetic being vindicated, friends? God always does.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take Rod from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Brad. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm just getting a little jacked about what I'm seeing going on in this country once again.
It's absolutely disgusting, Brad. As you know, my wife and I, we respect you and your family immensely for what you stand up and do, and don't think you're alone in there. Sometimes it's a lonely walk out there, brother, but you keep on doing what you're doing.
Amen.
And look forward to someday seeing you. But yeah, you're one of the very few people every day I know out there blowing the truth and letting the people, showing the world their transgression, their lawlessness. And we got a country full of that. You know, I talked to Coach Dave Dogmeyer the other day.
And, yeah.
You can't get people to go put a target and boycott or do nothing. They'd rather watch a football game. But, brother, I'm grateful to have you in our life. So just wanted to make that comment to you.
I appreciate it, Rod. By the way, Dave Davenmeyer, we've had him as a guest on the radio while I was out and about, and interestingly enough, he's out in Alabama right now fighting another front concerning Judge Roy Moore, who's not standing down in the face of the sodomites. They're attacking the Supreme Court Justice, Judge Roy Moore, once again, friends, because he said that this is unlawful. It's never been in the history of mankind, but in saying that, Rod, I appreciate your call very much, and we'll give a high five to Dave Davenmeyer, who's out there doing this stuff right now from Past the Salt Ministry. So, again, thank you for your call.
God bless, brother. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Ron. I want to get back to this really quick, friends, because it's not hard to find. It's all over the boards as to what's going on in this country, as to how there's a frontal assault going on. Mask off concerning the radical sodomites today, friends. It's all across the boards. Remember back in 2013, June 25th, President Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, nominated Eric K. Fanning to be Secretary of the Army, which could make him the first openly sodomite Secretary of a U.S. military branch. You remember that, friends? Do you also remember that the DOD had been busted for downloading child pornography, 5,000 members, through an ICE investigation? Do you remember Brian Bender from the Boston Globe actually broke the story? And if you remember rightly, the criminal attorney general, Eric Holder, who sat under Barack Hussein Obama, they said that they didn't have the resources to actually investigate all 5,000 members who were downloading child pornography. And isn't it interesting now that we're talking, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Baka Bazi, the horrific practice of selling boys to Islamic men for sex videos. Isn't it interesting how in the Pentagon, for some reason or another, Barack Hussein Obama, if he's not appointing radical sodomites to position, it's interesting how he's stacking as well in governmental positions Islam, those that practice Islam, who stand in contrast to everything that you are, America. But I'm talking about what's going on here today, friends. These are things that have been brought to the light time and time and time and time and time and time again. The radical homosexuals and the Muslims are being used as a political battering ram to destroy this country. And that is the objective of the administration. And shame on you, America, for tolerating it every step of the way. Oh, hey, speaking of what's going on in the country today. And by the way, these are different contributors to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. These aren't articles that I'm just highlighting and saying, hey, you know, I need to hit that one and I need to share that one with them because it's the sod. No, friends. This is what's going across the country right now. This is what's coming to the light because we understand that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Listen, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Who's hand in glove with Black Lives Matter? All five members of them. Who stands behind that? We got the tax evader criminal, Al Sharpton. We got the civil rights leader, adulterer, wannabe, Jesse Jackson. We got other criminals involved in that organization backing up all five as they gather them together and put them on front of the television screens across the country. So you believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Black Lives Matter. Did you know that the organizer was just charged, friends, with sex trafficking? See how they have to use criminals to do their biddings for them? Because they know that the righteous will not. Black Lives Matter organizer charged with sex trafficking. Leader Charles Wade has been arrested and charged with human trafficking and prostitution. Man, that sounds just like the pimp in the White House, doesn't it? I mean, can you believe anybody would allow that effeminate sodomite to pimp them out? But folks, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse. I mean, friends, you can't make up the stuff that I'm sharing with you today. And I want to go back to this because this is coming to my aid right now again, America. Do you realize that if this was a third world dictator, do you realize that you would have called for your government to go upend them? Do you realize that you would have called for your military to do a military strike concerning what you're tolerating today? I mean, this is just over-the-top stuff that's happening in our country, America. For real. But you know the good thing of this? Is there some good people out there that are doing the stuff, like Rod from Michigan just brought forward. There are people that are standing up doing the stuff, and I want to highlight that, friends, because I want you to know that there are righteous men and women in this country that are not afraid of the face of an effeminate sodomite criminal. They're not afraid of him. They laugh upon him. They're just trying to figure out why the good people allow him to do the things that he's doing. And his criminal administration. Did you know that just today, friends, just today, a judge blasted Obama's attorneys for violating court order. He said punishment doesn't match their crimes. This is the same judge that's continuously brought forth and magnified the law concerning Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration, saying, where are you getting this from? Where are you extracting that authority from? Because it's not in the Constitution, and if it's not found in the Constitution, then it doesn't apply. That makes you an outlaw, Mr. President of the United States of America. You can't do that in America. But again, if the American people don't know, well, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and that's what they do. And by the way, that's what they count on. But folks, there's good people in government doing this stuff, and I'll tell you what, I'll be the first one to stand behind them 100%. We're for the law, America. It was John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, that said, the Constitution, the enumerated laws, were an empire of laws and not of men. That's exactly right. So if it's not of men, then who must he be referencing to? Exodus 18:21, God's moral law. That's why we're established on something called common law in the United States of America. Folks, what we're going to do in a couple minutes here is we're going to get over to, I love this topic. I shared with the listeners on Monday and Tuesday a letter that I'd received from the Tea Partiers. It was actually circulating around there with the Tea Partiers. And they were all highlighting Donald Trump. And it's interesting to note that it was, in contrast again, we have the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, who rightly said, of the two evils that you have to pick from, he said, pick neither. That's exactly right. Because America, you need to get over the delusion that you have real options in front of you right now. Now, going back to Donald Trump, I just watched a documentary of the guy on Monday night, I believe it was. It could have been Tuesday night. I will stand corrected on that. But you know what? He seemed like a great guy. He seemed like a really cool guy. You know, if I was fallen from grace, I would have thought he was a great guy. He sat under Norman Vincent Peale, you know, the power of positive thinking, metaphysics, you know, those that create their own worlds out of the mouth and the words that they speak. They create their own gods that go before them. It's in the book of Psalm. You can find it if you check it out, friends. But it's interesting that those are false gods. And the power of positive thinking, friends, is exactly what Donald Trump encompasses. The embodiment of the power of positive thinking is none other than Donald Trump. Now, outside of that as well, that's where he would go to church, if that's what they wanted to call it back then. But it's also interesting to note that, friends, he's been married and divorced how many times? He's been married 3 times and divorced twice. Now, I have a question for all those that are looking to Donald as, hey, if anybody can do it, Donald can. I just have one question I want to ask. Just one. If he can't be faithful to God, how can he be faithful to his wife? And we see that he's not been faithful to his wife. Not just one, not just two. Now he's on his 3rd marriage. And how do you think that's going to fare for you, America, if he's not faithful to God? How many times do you think he's going to divorce the principles in which have been laid concerning our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4? You know, the American people are under the delusion that once an individual becomes the president of the United States of America, that they now can tear down the Constitution and create it into any image that they so desire. You are sadly mistaken. As John Adams again said, we're ruled by an empire of laws. He was referencing God's moral law, the Torah, as then he said on the other side of that, and not the man, not the laws of man. And in America, what are you settling for? What are you settling for? And if you remember right, Senator John Glenn said back sometimes, friends, if we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, we couldn't pass most of the bills that we pass around here. Why? Because they're unconstitutional. And let me just say this for the new listener. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10. It really is that simple. Matter of fact, when you get back to God's 10 commandments, it eradicates man's 10,000 commandments, in which are man-made commandments. They're not laws, they're unlaws, they're unconstitutional, they're null and void. And they were framed by mischief, Psalm 94. And so, he all the while telling you that they're framed by mischief, these policies are, then how is it that they apply to us on a daily basis? Well, we're going back to Egypt right now, America. Because you haven't understood that what they're doing right now is the way that slaves are made. Oh, Bradley, that's a bunch of hogwash, man. That's just, you're telling me that we're slaves? I'm telling you, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. But I'm telling you, when you don't do it, I'll tell you what you're doing. You're enslaving yourselves all the more and your posterity, and you're sealing the deal. Remember, Harriet Tubman said, when she was asked, after freeing thousands of slaves, how many slaves did you free? She said, thousands. She said, but I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. America, this administration is attempting to enslave you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. When you study the founding documents, I'll tell you what. Here, let me parallel it to this. Do you know that when the FBI teaches their agents to detect counterfeit bills, you know what they do? They don't have them study the counterfeits. They have them study the real ones. Because when they study the real ones, they can detect a counterfeit a mile away. That's exactly what knowing your founding documents does when you see these counterfeit politicians. The devils themselves, friends. I mean, and that's really what it comes down to. A bunch of devils. And no wonder, because Satan himself even caused his ministers to appear as angels of light. 2 Corinthians 11. Yeah, and it was Jesus that said, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. Here, let me put you to the test really quick, and then we're going to get over to Donald Trump. Just so as far as everybody understands as to where I'm coming from, so you don't get mad at me for the wrong reasons, okay? If you're mad at me for the right reasons, that's your problem, not mine. Really, it is. It's okay. because you're the one that's going to have to deal with it. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. So that condemnation doesn't fall to me, because I'm walking in the light. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sins. That's 1 John. You can also find that the light of men is none other than Jesus Christ in John 1. And then going to John 14:6, He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Right? Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. I want you to pick the next world leader, and then we're going to get to Donald Trump so you understand exactly where I'm coming from. It's time to elect a new leader, and your vote counts. Here are the facts and the characteristics of these three leading candidates, okay? Candidate A. He associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had two mistresses. That means he's cheated on his wife. He chain smokes and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Is that the guy that you want to become the next president of the United States of America? Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and he drinks a quart of whiskey every single evening. Would you want that individual to become the next president of the United States of America? Candidate C, he's a decorated war hero. Oh, now we're talking. He's a vegetarian. Yeah, for all those vegetarians out there. He doesn't smoke. He drinks an occasional beer and has never had any extramarital affairs. Now, that sounds like the guy I would pick. Now, after pondering these three candidates, which one did you choose, friends? Candidate A? By the way, Candidate A was none other than Franklin D. Roosevelt. Keep in mind, not only, folks, we could talk about his corruption all day long, but the fact of the matter is also keep in mind, because this is where my heart's at. It's the pearl of liberty in this country, our veterans. And I praise God for every one of them. And the greatest of all veterans, his name is Jesus Christ. He was crucified. He was the propitiation of the sins of the world through his blood. On Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He's the captain of my salvation, but the greatest of all veterans. Remember Franklin D. Roosevelt back in the day said, friends? He told the American moms and dads, of course, dads and moms, however you would have it. Now listen, our boys will never step foot on foreign soil. 405,399 men and women later, America found out that he was lying about it. But that's Candidate A. Most people would say in their right mind, no, I would never want that guy to become the president of the United States of America. Well, he was. Candidate B is none other than Winston Churchill. That's who Candidate B is. Now, it's also interesting to note that many people think, well, Winston, man, he was a cool brother from another mother. Was he? Isn't it interesting to note that going back to Franklin D. Roosevelt, that you can find Franklin D. Roosevelt, along with Winston Churchill, if you do your homework, you'll find that they sat with none other than Joseph Stalin. And what were they trying to create out of World War II? Something called the United Nations. Because through World War I, they failed because they tried to create through Woodrow Wilson something called League of Nations. So out of war, they tried to create a government. For what? For a global government. That's what we're dealing with today. Because the UN's trying to steal away the sovereignty of the Americans. You do know that. But you also need to understand that it's a creation of the American government. But now this is my point. You could probably go online right now, I know you could, and find probably 100, 200, 300, 400 pictures of Franklin D. Roosevelt and Winston Churchill hanging out with Uncle Joe. Franklin D. Roosevelt had the American people calling him Uncle Joe. Keep in mind, Uncle Joe was killing 20 to 40 million of his own people, disarming them and then slaughtering them and starving them, just like Mao Zedong did. It's interesting that Franklin D. Roosevelt had you calling him Uncle Joe, Grandpa and Grandma. And it's also interesting to note that Winston Churchill is right next to him, along with Uncle Joe. Well, keep in mind, Time magazine also had Joseph Stalin as the man of the year in the 30s. A man of the year slaughtering his own people. You know what they called him over in Russia, friends? They called him the father of their nation. This is how stupefied and debased they became to actually live their lives out in submission to a mass murderer, even his own wife, his own cabinet, just like any other dictator. Adolf Hitler did it, Mao Zedong did it, but going on. talking about you picking the next leader. Candidate A was none other than Franklin D. Roosevelt. Candidate B, I gave you the characteristics, was none other than Winston Churchill. And then we got to candidate C, and I said, whoa, cool. A decorated war hero, man. That's the way to sell them. It's kind of like Barack Hussein Obama selling change to the American people and talking about going back to the founding documents, when in fact, once he was inaugurated, he did exactly the opposite of everything that he promised the American people. And that is a repayment to you, America, 78% of you that claim that you're gods in Christ Jesus. That's a repayment to your face. God is allowing this administration to cast on a daily basis the judgments of a Most High God into your teeth, the crimes of this administration, because this is what you have done before God. Who's candidate C? Well, if you pick candidate C the way that I did, which most people do, you pick none other than Adolf Hitler. Now, see how they sold him again, friends. They sold him as a war hero. P.S., when he first came in on the scene, everybody laughed at this little freaky-looking, effeminate, pale ghost, wannabe dictator murderer, who wrote Mein Kampf in prison, as a matter of fact. It's interesting that he had less than 3% of the approval rating of over 80 million people in that country. 80 million people allowed him at length to do the things that he did to their country. And it's the same end that we have in America today if we don't get our fight on. Do you know that Adolf Hitler said it's a good thing for governments that people don't think? It's a good thing for governments that people don't think. Man, that is a slap in the face to anybody, isn't it? Now, going back to Donald Trump, now so you can kind of get the premise as to where I'm going next. Because if I was to meet Donald Trump, I would tell Donald Trump a whole lot of what he doesn't want to hear. See, because Donald's got so many people kissing up to him in every direction, it not only sickens me, but you can rest assured it sickens him too. He's not going to respect anybody that's just going to overlook his faults. He's going to appreciate someone getting in his face and saying, no, you're the man. You're the one. Also keep in mind, it was none other than Donald Trump who said his favorite book was the Bible. It's interesting how he walks contrary to what that word commands. Yes, I said command because God gave commandments, not suggestions. That would be the direction I would go with Donald. I would do it respectfully, but if I seen some insincerity or disingenuousness in any sense of the word, I would go for it. But no, all the conservatives are just kissing right up to him. Man, if nobody can do it, we know Donald can do it. You know, we only have two options. One, it's either Donald Trump or it's Hillary Clinton, who's getting her backside wiped up by a communist named Bernie Sanders, who's winning the young people across the country in droves. But the American people don't know that. They think that it's Hillary Clinton. And folks, the reason I don't highlight her in much of what I do is because she's not legit. Okay? So don't say to me after I highlight this article that's circulating through the Tea Party movement right now that, oh, you're shooting down Donald and there's only one option. Who's the other option? I got a question for you. Who is that other option? Hillary Clinton. The next question I'd ask you is, who told you that? It shows you how dummied down you are. And it also shows everybody else listening as to what you have your eyes fixed on, and it's not the Christ. Nope. It's the state-controlled media that you say that you don't believe a thing they say, but yet you're the first one to parrot every single thing that they say, isn't it? Folks, hour two coming right up on the other side.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.